On substance, we have already connected quite well the April session with the panel. Maybe if, I can just I would like to briefly report to the committee decisions from the 70th session. So it's next slide. So I'll be showing it more in a moment. There were a couple of very good conclusions or decisions from the 70th session of the commission, which are of relevance for the Committee on Sustainable Energy and which were submitted to New York to ECOSOC Economic and Social Council for consideration. They'll be appearing very quickly on the screens, but in interest of time, I will start reading them. First decision was to request wide dissemination of the best practice guidance for effective management of coal mine methane and national, at national level monitoring, reporting, verification, and mitigation. This decision was at a ECOSOC meeting in July, on July 25, 2023, endorsed and turned into resolution ERES 20/2023/18. The second decision, H70, requested appropriate measures to be taken to ensure the application of the United Nations Resource Management System principles and requirements globally. This decision was also endorsed by the ECOSOC meeting in July and turned into resolution E/RES/2023/19. The final third decision, I70, requested to strengthen the role of the Secretariat of the Economic Commission for Europe in supporting member states in building resilient energy systems and modernizing resource management systems. It was also endorsed by the ECOSOC and turned into a resolution E/RES/2023/20. So it was quite a success. There are obviously some additional steps in New York, and we will continue informing the committee about the progress, but we're hopeful that these decisions will be of benefit for our work. So thank you again for contribution and reporting to the commission at its 70th session in April.
Thank you very much, and also thank you for giving us the insights of the report. We now move to the next item on the agenda, which is the conclusions and recommendations. If we can bring up the document. Okay, we start where we stopped this morning. Okay, perhaps you can highlight where we left off last. A, yes, okay. Okay, so after, so 36, after discussion, the committee A noted that the ECE region needs to fully embrace the concept of low and zero carbon electricity systems with low GHG emissions and enhance the flexibility of electricity systems to decrease the carbon intensity of electricity production from conventional fossil fuels. This can be achieved through a range of low and zero carbon technologies. The scaling of renewable energy and storage, low-carbon, decarbonized, and renewable gases, nuclear power, and during the transitional period through the development of advanced fossil fuel technologies with high efficiency, low emissions, in brackets HEALEY, and with carbon capture, usage, and storage, in brackets CCUS, and by recognizing that not all countries take the same view of various technologies. B. noted that in addition to transform the existing electricity systems towards carbon neutrality, it's also necessary to address the flexibility and the ability of electricity systems to attain resilient electricity systems. A system is deemed as flexible if it is able to respond to demand effectively and manage the intermittency of non-dispatchable renewable energy, such as solar and wind, that is crucial for achieving a carbon-neutral electricity grid. C, noted the importance of regional cooperation in creating an enabling environment for energy connectivity of a diverse energy mix based on renewable energy solutions and of energy trade to ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all in the ECE region, and recognized it as a critical factor to improve the resiliency of the energy system and energy security in the ECE region. So we have adjusted this